tales of Teridu and Kanyo. The New York Mets live double bill, Cavalleria Rusticana and Pagliacci, tomorrow afternoon from 5:30 here on BBC Radio 3.
It's 11 o'clock this Friday evening and now World on 3 with Mary Ann Kennedy.
Thank you very much, Jonathan, and much to be joyful about in tonight's show, not least our guests in session tonight, Colombian singer Lucia Pulido and bassist Juan Pablo Balcazar. We'll also have a journey back a few years to Tamil Nadu in South India for our archive classic. Lucia has also brought along something rather lovely from one of the grand dames of her own musical background. Introducing you to a new take on Greek music from the heart of London, and with sore heads aplenty heading home from the BBC Folk Awards in Cardiff. Congratulations in order for several World on Three sessioneers over the past year. Not that we're preening or anything. So let's get the joy going with those finest of Québécois messieurs, Le Vent du Nord from their new album Têtu, with a nod to the tradition with the first tune and a compliment to some very fine musicians, the Riopelle family, which we met on Radio 3 Travels to the band's wonderful festival, Chant de Viel.
Thank you. Africa, 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 unite, unite, so. Nyundamu Africa, doyol na nyukudeta. Nyundamu Africa, doyol na nyukudeta. Ifena na fudul Africa. Nyundamu Africa, doyol na nyukudeta. Nyundamu Africa, doyol na nyukudeta. Ifena na fudul Africa. Kudeta de jur banye, kudeta de sukat babu sabo, de setlo nanyu fumu khasa am. Yag yag dana fa amat, kudeta batijo, neyek pai doto woloi. Kudeta batijo, chamo nyundi jor doto woloi. Kudeta batiju kusakan nga fong na dalay wutu wutu wa ya wo Africa o Africa o Africa o unite unite stop war. Sumakel dam che Thomas Sankara pul bura fet mina un che Burkina Faso. Sumakel dam che Thomas Sankara pul bura fet mina un che Burkina Faso. Akabila che Congo. Anagi Robert che Cote d'Ivoire. William Tolbert Samuel Dolce Liberia. Nyerere che Tanzania. Musa Traore che Mali Ana che Guevara ni Novera che Guinea Bissau con direi il che ne nulla che ne nulla ma nu bon lai li ni gëna lon sax kul fi joxum rew bo doxal ñu dindi lay ci kaw jangonté fi xer jogul bal takul kay naul bënd jogul geej gi débordé wul jam rek lay ñi am ci Sénégal ak li koy wër la paix en Casamance la paix au Mali di muslu ci rebellion nañu wër nga nay nañu wër nga nay nañu wër nga nay.
Africa, do you know you could get a
nyundomu Afrika doyolme nyukujeta ifena na fudul Afrika weya kudeta de jurbanyel kudeta de sukat bapu sabo desetlo na nyu fumu kasa Yago yago dana fa amat Kukujeta badejo Ndeyek bai doto wono Kukujeta badejo Jamu nindi jor doto wono Kukujeta badejo Kusakab na fokne dalai wotu
Senegal's Cheikh Lo with one of the tracks from the preview EP to a summer release called Degui on the French Chapter 2 label. And that particular song, Doyel Nanyu, features the wonderful Malian singer Oumou Sangaré joining him in a protest against coup d'etat right across the African continent. Before that, Le Vent du Nord. And the lads are back in the UK this summer with gigs in Manchester, Stonehaven and the Heb Celt Fest in the Isle of Lewis. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, where we'll be joined in a while by Colombian singer Lucia Pulido, who'll also introduce her to us to her heritage track, something that means a lot to her in terms of her music and culture. And if you cast your minds back a few weeks ago to my session with English folk singer Seth Lakeman, you'll maybe remember that he picked out for his track the American folk punk's Cordelia's Dad. Their leader, Tim Erickson, was really helpful in fleshing out the story of the song and where it came from. And he's back, this time in a duo collaboration that's been described as Americana meets Anglicana. And of course, that means who else but Eliza Carthy. This sending back and forth of musical messages in a transatlantic bottle stems from recent festival performances over the past couple of years, but it's Eliza herself explains it is, in truth, a long time, long distance friendship that's always been able to pick up where it left off, whether through musical thoughts or cards exchanged or backstage catching up in different parts of the world. The album, also called Bottle, is out on Navigator next month, supported by a UK tour, which starts out with a house concert gig in Edinburgh. Always mysteriously described, this one, but anyone who's ever sampled this particular venue will know that it's one of the loveliest, most bohemian ones on the circuit. Those who haven't, well, I can't tell you, because then I'd have to do away with you all. But a quick visit to Eliza's site will take you to the contacts that yield up all you need to know. I can't think of a better place to encounter this particular pair. So, to set it all up, this particular song. Maybe a warning to those of you, though, of an animal-loving disposition. You may want to look away now.
The way stood in its altar, casting out lots to know who should die. The lot it fell on one poor sailor whose family was so very great. These very words did his heart grieve sorrow. These very words did his heart regret. I'm willing to die, my brother messmates, if you to the top must erase away. Perhaps you might some sail discover while sorrow. These very words did his heart regret. When a merchant ship there came sailing, there came a sailing to their delight. They got broadsides, all jolly sailors who boldly venture on. Trials, nowhere to hear or no light again.
Ja taas sanoi. Tiedä, voiko jatkaa. Sä tahdot etäisyyttä, tahdot täyden vapauden. Ja aina uudelleen sä kaipaat välimatkaa. Nyt tarpeekseni sain, tää on kerta viimeinen. Mun liian kauan tyhjää sä odotella annoit. Nyt kyydistä saat jäädä, jos et pysty päättämään. Ja loputtomat määrät sä valojasi vannoit. En niistä jaksa uskoa, mä enää yhtäkään.
Eliza Carthy and Tim Erickson's take on the Copper family's version of You Seem In Bold, complete with ill-fated cats and dogs, was first up, followed by Finnish Tango from Tango Orchestra Unto. And Finnish Tango is the real thing, a genuine first cousin of the Argentinian original that evolved in the 20s and 30s, and especially through the difficult years of the Second World War, when the lyrics and the music took on a particular poignancy. The orchestra is led by the great Finnish pianist Timo Alakotila, and this title track on their new album on ARC, Dark Wings of the Night, is written by Unto Mononen, composer at the heart of the second wave of Finnish tango, maybe a kind of Finnish piazzolla. Coming up shortly, the latest BBC introducing discovery for World on 3, another encounter with the Greek Balkan flavours of Kurulu. But first, another London-based lineup, Keo. They are a British Bengali band who set out to give Bengali heritage music a modern acoustic sound. The band is named after a letter of the Bengali alphabet, which is actually two letters combined, a kind of neat signal for the way they likewise blend their influences from Western and Indian classical genres to jazz, blues, and the music of Bangladeshi revolutionary Nazrul Sangeet. Last chance there to hear a track from the World on 3 featured album of the month for April. Another left-field Scandinavian crossover, this time with Zimbabwe and Mozambique, and especially the sound of Hope Masike's gently insistent Mbira. That was Wadadisa, a song to celebrate marriage. And thanks again to Rita Ray for introducing us to the album. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3, and we'll be joined very shortly by our session guest tonight with music from Colombia. But first, we're going to hear another track from one of our BBC introducing artists. This London band call themselves Kurulu, the Greek word for patchwork, which they say well describes the multifaceted nature of Greek music. Their leader, Pavlos Mekas, says also that their various experiences in playing here in Britain for the diverse Greek exile communities has given them a real appreciation of the breadth of influence in the music. And here, the connection is headed in one particular direction, Balkanio.
Thank you.
Greece is the word, to quote the beautifully, awfully punned show that gave rise to Kurulu, our BBC introducing artist tonight. And if that has left you wanting more, first of all, tell us. You can tweet us at BBC Radio 3 using the World on 3 hashtag. And then fear not, because there is a debut album. It's called Rags and Raindrops. Do keep as well the new music coming. Head for the Radio 3 website and the World Music pages will direct you to BBC Introducing and the Uploader, which is the way to get that music to us. One of the team listens to everything that comes our way by way of world and roots music. Now, one of the best things about coming down to BH here in London for the show, all the way down from the Highlands, and it is a fair traipse, is knowing how much is going on around you. In the building, I can see all the election preparations going on, even right now outside in the piazza. But also outside, all over Friday night London, there's a fair chance of being able to entice some fabulous musicians into the studio here to play live for us on World on 3. Of course, it often also means our guests are pretty much scooped off a stage, wheeled over here in a taxi for the smartest ever soundcheck to be ready for the session. And so it was with tonight's duo. Just a little over an hour ago, they were finishing an excellent set at the Green Note in Camden. So it's lovely to be able to have a second London helping tonight and for this to go out UK-wide and beyond online. We're going to introduce you to Lucia Pulido on vocals, cuatro and percussion, and she'll be accompanied later on by Juan Pablo Balcazar on upright bass. This session takes us off to a world of cumbia, bullerengue, corralos, joropos, the world of Colombian music. But those traditions refracted through a prism of creativity and improvisation that lets Lucia be her own musician as well as paying homage to her roots. We'll learn more shortly about that heady musical world that those names conjure up. But first, let's set the scene with the first song. This is Solo to begin with, a cattle song from the border plains with Venezuela, Cantos de Vanquera, followed by a tune for the full moon, Tonada de Luna Llena.
Agila, agila, novillo por la huella el cabrestero. Póngale amor al camino y olvide su comedero. Ay, 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 ay. Mañana cuando me vaya, ¿quién se acordará de mí? Solamente la tinaja por el agua que me bebió. Oye, oye, con luna llena. Agila, agila, novillo. Ay, 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 no lloro porque me voy ni por la lejos el camino. Lloro porque se me queda el espejo en que me miro. Combate a un río, así es como se enamora, así es como se enamora tu corazón con el mío, tu corazón con el mío. Luna, luna, luna llena menguante. Luna, alma llena. Anda muchacho a la casa y me trae la carabina yo pa' matar a este gavilán que no me deja gallina. Tengo la ropa limpia, ayer tarde la lavé. La luna me está mirando, yo no sé lo que me ve. Yo tengo la ropa limpia, yo tengo la ropa limpia, ayer tarde la lavé. Ayer tarde la lavé, luna, luna, luna llena menguante. Luna, luna, luna llena menguante. Oye, ojo, luna llena, póngase.
Fantastic. Don't imagine for a minute that we are here in Studio 80A in Broadcasting House in the middle of London, but out in the Llanos, the cowboy plains of that borderland between Colombia and Venezuela. And Lucia Pulido joining me over here at the table on the other side of the studio. Lucia, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
How was the gig tonight over in Camden?
It was great. It was... we have a full house and everybody was very happy and we were even happier.
Well, really glad that we're able to spread it to another even wider audience here tonight. Now, Colombia is it's a land of many different things. It's a coastal nation, one of mountains, of rainforest, of the plains there with the borders with Venezuela. That was a song by a Venezuelan composer, Simon. Yes, and wasn't he Uncle Simon? Wasn't he the man that would introduce music to a whole generation of children on television and radio? But it's the music is as varied as the country is, I think.
Yeah, it represents a lot. I grew up in the eastern plains of Colombia, and we share with Venezuela these rhythms, like the herding songs. We do a lot, even in the Caribbean coast also. But with the Venezuelan music, I feel like my own music also, because I am from that region. In Colombia.
What part did music play in your life as you grew up then?
A lot of... it was very diverse, actually, because we listened to a lot of different kind of music. Because of my father, he was a music lover. And I think I was lucky in that way, being able to be exposed to different kind of music.
So what kind of music would you have in the house? Was it Colombian or was it from other cultures as well?
But mainly from Colombia. That's a lot of boleros also, and a lot of from the Andes region.
So which of the Colombian traditions would you particularly identify with? You talk about your part, that eastern part of the country. Is that what really speaks to your own heart?
I feel pretty attached, obviously, to this music, but I have somehow appropriated of different kind of rhythms from different regions. I felt I didn't have to be black woman. I didn't have to be a peasant. I didn't have to be like belong to a very particular place in order to do different kind of music. So I was learning from all this kind of music, and it was an inspiration. And I think I could just reinterpretations of these traditional songs.
Yes, because the thing about your performance and your music is that absolutely the roots are there, but it's definitely Lucia
that's
singing and playing. Yes, there's a bit of you in how you send that music.
Yeah, I think that was my, like, if I am not a composer, even if I have composed some songs, it's not my skill in that way. So I think the way I can recreate the songs and make my songs also in that way is my way to not compose, but put more of me.
That's a perfect way of putting it. Well, let's have another song just now. And this time you're going to be joined by Juan Pablo Balcazar on bass. It's just the two of you tonight. But you had a band, or was it just the two of you tonight?
We came to London only, Juan Pablo and I. Juan Pablo is also from Colombia. He's a great bass player. He's living in Barcelona, but he's all over Europe and South America. And I'm very happy to be able to play with him.
And just tell us a little bit about this next song, Yo No Tengo Quien Me Quiera.
It's like, I don't have no one, anyone to love me. I found it, this beautiful verse with this melody and the chorus in a recording I had from an incredible person in Colombia, very important, Manuel Zapata Olivella. He was a writer, and he was a musicologist. He was a very interesting person who wrote a lot about black communities. And so he was a doctor also, a very interesting person. And he once gave me recordings because I supposed to do something with them. to recreate them. But there was only this tiny little melody with the verse and the chorus. And I wanted to make a song with that. So what I did was to use some verses from a great poet from Colombia, Manuel Mejía Vallejo. And I kept the melody and the chorus. Ay, Morena, I don't have anyone to love me.
Fantastic. Well, I'll let you go over and join Juan Pablo Balcazar there for Nobody Loves Me. I Have No One to Love Me. Yo No Tengo Quien Me Quiera. And thinking as you speak of the musicologist who's also a doctor there, I think that happens in many cultures when it's often the people who are working closely with the ordinary folk that also have the time and the place and the trust of folk to be able to collect these songs. So that's perfect to be able to hear this.
Nube blanca bajo el cielo, lumbre de estrellita sola es. Espuma de vieja ola, mi soledad sin pañuelo es. Ay, morena, ay, yo no tengo quien me quiera a mí. Ay, morena, ay, yo no tengo quien me quiera a mí. Pensar que nunca pensé que lo nuestro acabaría. tanto como te quería, tanto como te olvidé. Ay, ay, morena, yo no tengo quien me quiera a mí. Ay, morena, yo no tengo quien me quiera. He vivido a él. Que solamente el olvido podrá decir cuántos fueron él. Ay, morena, yo no tengo quien me quiera. Quien me quiera a mí. Un espejito pintado, una cinta en seda azul ahí. Un pañuelito de tú y un dolor desesperado ahí. Yo no tengo quien me quiera a mí. Ay, morena, ay, yo no tengo quien me quiera a mí. Ay, morena, ay, yo no tengo quien me quiera a mí. Ay, morena, ay, yo no tengo quien me quiera a mí.
Quite glorious. Thank you so much to Lucia Pulido and Juan Pablo Balcázar. That was some bass playing. Absolutely glorious sound. We'll give them a bit of a break after tearing over here from their gig earlier for the second half of their session here on World on 3, where you join me, Marianne Kennedy. Now, I'll be back next week when my guest is someone I've wanted to hear live in the studio here for a long time, not least following the wonders of his most recent collaboration with the Welsh harpist Catrin Finch. Sekou Keita will be joining us with music from his brand new and very fine solo album, 22 Strings, named in honour of the instrument given to the very first kora player, Jali Madi Wuling, by the spirits of the bush. The album is also a very personal journey following Sekou's pilgrimage in search of a long-absent father. A journey that was, despite being something of an epic, to be a case of so near, so far. Yeah. First up, Sekou Keita with the 22-string kora of his native southern Senegal, and If Only I Knew from his new album. He joins me in the studio next week, and that was followed by the young Scottish band Rura and a blistering take on Fraser Fifield's Dark Reel, opening their new album, Despite the Dark. They play Glasgow Stereo tomorrow night, or more correctly now, tonight, Saturday, and heading up next weekend to that stamina-squeezing and ever-inspiring marathon of a week of gigs and ferries, the Shetland Folk Festival. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, and next up, a triple selection from a new release from Spain, showcasing the fruits of a government competition to set up to celebrate the wide variety of traditional and folk music from all corners of the country. It's called Interritmos, Ritmos y Pueblos, Into Rhythms, Rhythms and Peoples. And if this collection is anything to go by, times may be tough in Spain, but there are riches certainly to be had in its music. A big, big entry to the qualifying stages, and the ultimate winners each had a track recorded to feature on this double album. So, of this particular trio of tracks, we'll hear first Galician bagpipes from Varacuncas and Muñera de Rodero, and then from north to south, and flamenco from Mariana Romero and her song La Lumbre de tu Cigarro.
Seré la primera que muere. extraño que muere por su dueño. Ay, cógeme, cógeme en tu brazo.
Creí que era una estrellita, la lumbre de tu cigarro.
Si piensas que por tu enojo tengo que echarme a llorar, calla, pobrecito tonto, que otro ocupa tu lugar. Ay, cógeme, cógeme en tu brazo.
Creí que era una estrellita, la lumbre de tu cigarro.
De mí que siendo niña di la palabra a un moreno, di la palabra a un moreno. Y ahora que ya soy mocita ya, cumplirla no me atrevo ya, cumplirla no me atrevo. Ay, cógeme, cógeme en tu brazo.
Creí que era una estrellita, la lumbre de tu cigarro.
Los ojos de Juan Solirio, los de Francisco Claveles, los de Antonio Clavelines y Azucena los Manueles. Ay, cógeme, cógeme en tu brazo.
Creí que era una estrellita, la lumbre de tu cigarro.
Amante, que
a traditional female group of tambourine players, Pandereteras Ardeloeshe, with Agarado da Silva and a dance, Jota de Jire, rounding off those three tracks from Interritmos, Ritmos y Pueblos, Música Tradicional, released on behalf of the Spanish Ministry of Culture. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. Colombian singer Lucia Pulido will be back with us shortly in session. Check out the Radio 3 website and Twitter feed for some pictures from the studio tonight. And do tweet us on the same with the World on 3 hashtag. Remember, you'll be able to download the entire session as a podcast after the show is broadcast. And amongst the tweets tonight, thanks to Sleepy Penguin, who tweeted us about Lucia's session and said thank you for that, reminding him of being back in Colombia and Venezuela, where he once lived. Wonderful stuff. Thanks for that very much indeed, Mr. Penguin. Lucia will be, of course, sharing something from her personal archive as well, her heritage track, something from home, past, contemporary inspiration that has a particular resonance with her own musical path. But first, let's delve into our own back catalogue, the Radio 3 World Music Archive. 13 years and more of exclusive and unique recordings from around the globe, collected and recorded in the busiest of cities and the most remote of rural environments. Tonight's track comes from 2011 and a trip taken to South India by one of our World Music Academy mentees, Veena, or Indian bowl lute player, Hari Sivanesan. Amongst the wonders that he encountered on this trip, accompanying his mentor, the singer Aruna Sairam, was a group of temple singers from the most rural parts of Tamil Nadu. This is Egowri Amman Temple Group and Temangu.
Tannanane nane nane tannane podu tillele podu alli malar kodiye tannanane nane 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 rosa pumalare tannanane nane nane tannane podu tillele podu alli malar kodiye tannanane nane 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 rosa pumalare Thank you.
Wonderful stuff. The Egauri Aman Temple Group. And you can find that, along with all the other musical archive, Joy, on the Radio 3 website as part of the World Music Archive. Thanks for all the tweets that are coming in tonight. I particularly love, since we're going to have the heritage track now, I should probably translate this for you, Lucia. Lucia Pulido is back with me to introduce something special, but I have to share this from Celtic First, talking about an offy bra programme as Wayne's caught a bit of Lucia, screwed their faces up and 10 seconds later began dancing, which I think is the musical equivalent of a baby tasting ice cream for the first time, not being sure, it's a bit cold, and then falling in love. So you've obviously got two very young and new Scots fans listening to Radio 3 tonight. But you have brought something special for us as well as your own music. We ask our session guests to bring a heritage track, and you've picked out for us a singer and a style of music that people outside Colombia might not be so familiar with. So please tell us about Etelvina Maldonado.
She was an incredible singer and composer. She sang a lot of bullerengues, which is like a slow cumbia, very sensual and really, really special. And mostly women sang bullerengues. And she was one of the best bullerengue cantadoras. But actually, I picked her because it was a little difficult, because there are so many cantadoras also that are amazing. But what I wanted to share was also this earth that you can hear in the voice. That's like you. It doesn't matter where is the voice coming from, which country in the planet, but you can hear it's coming from the real ground,
from the roots.
From beautiful.
And it is one of the Afro Latin styles. It connects across.
Yes,
both
she's
sides.
From the Caribbean, Colombian, and she wasn't black, but had a lot of black on her blouse, and incredible person also, very 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 sweet person.
And tell me about the particular song then, having finally picked on the singer.
She's just singing, because the one thing I love about her also was that she was a great improviser. She was always singing, and probably it's like let me go and says anything. It's this kind of songs that can last the whole night or the whole evening. And she can keep going on and keep going.
I suspect it's one free spirit identifying with another one. Let's listen just now then to your heritage track, Etelvina Maldonado.
Deja la vida, por
Elvina Maldonado and Dejaladi, the heritage track of my guest tonight, Lucia Pulido, and herself and bassist Juan Pablo Balcázar, back in situ and ready to play here again in the Broadcasting House studio. So we're going to carry on with our next song, and it is in fact another of Etelvina's own songs. This is Por qué me pegas? Why do you hit me when I just want to go out and have a good time? I think we'll hear the story of that afterwards, Lucia.
La cantaré.
que portadita la sabana porque me pegas mamita hombre tengo ganas de cantar oyeré No sé qué tiene mi pecho y el amor no me levanta que de escuchar al tamborero es el dueño de mi garganta que oye Toca, toca, hombre bonito aquel Porque tú eres el primero y aquel Porque me pegas, mamita, hombre Porque me pegas, madre mía, hombre.
Lucia Pulido and Juan Pablo Balcazar playing for us live here on World on 3 in Broadcasting House in London. And that was a song from, well, the wonderful lady that we heard as well playing as part of Lucia's heritage track, Etelvina Maldonado. And you were telling me just before you started singing the song while we were listening to the lady herself that it's got quite a story behind it, that song that you gave us there.
She normally, every time she sang this song, and many songs of her, she changed the lyrics. She was a great improviser. But this particular song, I learned from two different versions that I had about her performing. She used to play with a drummer, and his nickname was The Devil. El Diablo, Encarnación Tobar. And he was incredible, amazing drummer. And when I chose the verses for to make a whole song from this, is when she's playing with the devil, with El Diablo. And another version is at his funeral. She's singing. So I just picked three different verses for these recordings.
Now, as I said earlier, maybe one free spirit recognising another there. And now you've been based in New York for something like 20 years now.
Almost.
Yeah. And collaborate with a lot of people from outside the tradition. Is it living in a place like that, does it give you a freedom to be able to do that, to play with these traditions that part of your upbringing?
Yes, true. It's a very... You can do this music in New York. I think if I were in Colombia, I will do a different music, different kind of music. But this is part of the creative way of doing music. It's like we never play the same song the same way. Mm. It's always going around the song, improvising.
It sounds like something Etelvina would approve of.
Of course.
Well, tell us about your last song then.
So the last song we're going to do is ¿Cómo se llama?
Ayer pasé.
Ayer pasé por tu casa. Like, yesterday I walk by your house. And it's a love story. Kind of a little funny, but it's a funny. And that was composed by a friend of mine, Ivan Benavides, from Colombia.
Thank you so much. Well, we'll let you get over there. Lucia Pulido has been playing for us tonight with Juan Pablo Balcazar. And as I said earlier as well, remember that you will be able to download the whole session as a podcast a little later on. Thanks very much, Lucia.
Thank you for having us. Ayer pasé por tu casa, caramba, y me tiraste un limón, ay, caramba. El golpe no dolió tanto, caramba, pero sí mi corazón, ay, caramba. El golpe no dolió, ay, amor, y sí mi corazón. El golpe no dolió, ay, amor, y sí mi corazón. Ayer pasé por tu casa, caramba, y me tiraste una lata, y caramba. El golpe no dolió tanto, caramba, pero tu amor sí me mata, y caramba. El golpe no dolió, ay, amor, y sí mi corazón. El golpe no dolió, ay, amor, y sí mi corazón. Ayer pasé por tu casa, caramba, me tiraron a matar, ay, caramba. Eran tus ojitos negros, caramba, que me alzaron a mirar, ay, caramba. El golpe no dolió, ay, amor, y sí mi corazón. El golpe no dolió, ay, amor, y sí mi corazón. El golpe no dolió, ay, amor, y sí mi corazón.
Love it. Thank you so much once again to Lucia Pulido and Juan Pablo Balcazar on bass for the session tonight. And as I said, you'll be able to download all those songs as a podcast. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. This week saw our Radio 2 colleagues letting their hair down, big style, well, those that had any, I mean. Wednesday night, the Gladrag celebration for the British folk world as the BBC Folk Awards hit Cardiff. And I have to say, several World on 3 guests picking up awards. What good taste we have. Particularly delighted for Nancy Kerr picking up the Singer of the Year, the Young'uns, for whom this year has been something of a breakthrough. So let's hear from them both, starting with Nancy's Where Jacarandas Grow from her Sweet Visitor album, followed by Sean Cooney's tribute to a young trio of men remembered in a military cemetery in Hartlepool, recognised only as sailors of the Second World War, known to God.
I met my love in sweet October, her beauty it did shine. The bushy beds bloom all over and creeks do run like wine. So bright the flames and the jacarandas clad in the leaves of spring. There we did talk and take a walk where magpies sweetly sing. As we did join ascendant voices so ardently we sang. The rain did fall like tears around us and thunder loudly rang. What ails, my lover, why do you fearful grow? Let fear with love be put asunder and prove its overthrow. A league abroad, poor souls are calling to set their children free. And daughters, sons, fathers and mothers are cast into the sea. Upon a storm that beats our waters and may we never know. Such winds of fear that blew them here where jacarandas grow.
Sailors of the war. here we'll lie forevermore. Just three lost sailors of the wall, and the moon comes up and the moon goes down, while cities stand and fall to the ground, and church bells ring but make no sound. For three lost sailors on the ground, still the silent army marches on. 30 million poppies strong, but the seagull sings his ugly song. Sailors sing along. We are three lost sailors of the wall. Why we lie here, we know not what for, but here we'll lie forevermore. Just three lost sailors of the wall.
thank you. is called as strong as Cairfan. Hogum or Fain and Sauralin. On Fween Shook Glegal Bail and Aho. Hogum or Fain and Sauralin. Sauralin, Sauralin.
Cogarchus, congratulations to The Gloaming, also winning Best Trad Song on Wednesday night at the Folk Awards with that beautifully atmospheric setting of the heralding of summer. Saurig, Saurig. Thanks to Tuned In London, cooking away between tweets and just time to remind you for them that if you loved the spectacularly dramatic sound of Bengali Brits Kiyo, they are playing on the 29th at Sands Film Studio in London here. Well, I'm going to leave you now with a new release from Kombancha, and if one of their defining characteristics is singers with a serious message and an ability to charm an audience in the process, then US-based Ghanaian Rocky Dawuni would fit the bill. His blend of his own roots with the Afrobeat of Fela Kuti and the reggae funk and soul of the other side of the Atlantic is surely down in no small measure to an upbringing as a child of the military, exposing the young Rocky not only to the multi-ethnic strands of Ghanaian culture, but also to music from all over the globe. So let's have a listen to the man described by Ziggy Marley as no less as a creative inspiration that has no boundaries. This comes from the new album, his sixth, Branches of the Same Tree, and the opening track, Shine a Light. Thanks to all involved in the studio tonight, Martin Appleby, Paul Wones, Martin Webb, and producer Juan Carlos. In Colombian heaven, I hope. Good night. To 93 FM, online and on digital. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 1 o'clock.
You're listening to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. A very warm welcome to you. I'm Katrina Young, and we're going to start tonight in Poland at a festival known as the Bratislavia Cantata.